Welcome to the summer edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, December the 8th, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Gavin VK7 Hotel Golf Oscar. On the medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators on 1.862, Graham VK7 Golf Sierra, 3670, Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 7140, Gary VK7 JGD, on 14130, Dale VK7 Delta Golf, and 28525, Tony VK7 VKT. On UHFCB Channel 4 in the Hobart area, it's hosted by Mark VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie. And if you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the relay or replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7 RHT and UHFCB 24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Scouting Spirit, a triumph of perseverance, Jack's amateur radio achievement, Port Signet Scout Group. Scouting is about fostering resilience, courage and a spirit of adventure. And a 13-year-old Jack exemplifies these values in every way. Recently, Jack achieved his amateur radio license, a remarkable accomplishment for anyone, let alone someone his age. To earn this qualification, Jack undertook 16 hours of intensive theory and practical training in electronics, radio frequencies, safety, harmful interference, etc. And he also passed a live on-air practical assessment and scored an impressive 88% on the final 25-question theory test, a milestone that reflects his determination and hard work. Jack's achievement is particularly extraordinary, considering his journey. At the age of 4, he was diagnosed with an intellectual disability. His path has included overcoming significant challenges, including learning disabilities such as dyslexia and dyscalculia, alongside indications of ASD and ADHD. Jack didn't pass the theory test on his first attempt, but with perseverance, he succeeded on his second try. The day before the success, a new psychological assessment revealed that Jack no longer meets the criteria for intellectual disability, an inspiring testament to his growth and potential. Jack's scouting journey began 4 years ago as a shy, quiet cub who struggled to engage with others. Through the nurturing support of scout leaders and the inclusive environment of his scout group, Jack has transformed into a confident, talkative young man. This environment has empowered him to embrace opportunities like radio training, proving that with encouragement, guidance and grit, anything is possible. Jack's story is an inspiring reminder of how scouting can help young people discover strengths that they never knew they had. His achievement in earning his amateur radio license is not just a personal victory, but a reflection of what scouting stands for: growth, determination and connection. Congratulations, Jack. Your scout family is incredibly proud of you. And that was written by Mel Chubb and sourced from the Tasmanian Scouting Newsletter. VK7 history. WIA VK7 archive records. 8 boxes of VK7 WIA archive records are on their way to WIA headquarters in Melbourne. It's over 2 years since Larry, VK7 Whiskey Lima Hotel, contacted me and asked me to assess some boxes of old papers from the Reist club rooms. There were 5 boxes then. The initial sorting identified that the first meeting of the WIA was held in 1923. This led to the centenary celebrations last year. As part of that, Justin VK7TW set up a Google Drive on which we have collected a large number of scanned photos and papers, not only from Hobart, but also from Launceston, Burnie and Devonport. The records include the first ship-to-shore communication in 1901, when the Duke and Duchess of York visited Tasmania as part of the Federation celebrations. We have the reenactment of that, including the spark transmission from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio Convention in 1985. There's a record of the establishment of the Marconi Wireless Station, providing communications between Devonport and Queenscliff in 1906. Then there is the establishment of the VIH radio station on the domain in 1912. Our records from the 1930s are from the collection of Charles Snowy Harrison, VK7 Charlie Hotel. We have photos of his station from 1928 and the field days held in Campbelltown in the 1930s. There are photos of a field day expedition to Eddiston Point. The history of the sewing circle is also recorded in these files. Thanks to everyone who contributed copies of QRM, the newsletter that was published in the 1970s and 80s. And starting from about 5 copies in the original boxes, there is now a complete set. All these and some earlier bulletins from the 1960s have been scanned and are in the digital record. Thanks to Justin for his assistance with that. Thanks to Richard VK7 Romeo Oscar, who kept finding a few more photos and other papers at home. Also, thanks to everyone else who has contributed. It's been a fascinating activity to piece together the history of radio in Tasmania. We have yet to work out how to provide wider access to the digital record securely. Meanwhile, I'm celebrating that the records are now off my hands. And that's 73 from Linda, VK7QP. Broadcast news. Join the VK7 AR News team in 2025. The VK7 Amateur Radio News team is gearing up for an exciting year ahead, and we need your help to make 2025 a success. Every week, a dedicated group of over 20 volunteers brings the VK7 AR News to life. From compiling content to reading, broadcasting, rebroadcasting, taking callbacks, and tallying listener numbers, it's a true team effort. As we prepare for the year ahead, we'll be celebrating some of our long-standing contributors who are retiring. Their incredible contributions have left a lasting legacy, and they also leave behind some big shoes to fill. This is where you come in. If you're a regular listener, or even if you're just discovering our broadcast, why not join the team that brings it all to air? There are plenty of roles to suit your skills and interests. Compilers to gather and organise content. Readers to deliver the news on air. Broadcasters and rebroadcasters to ensure the news reaches our audiences far and wide. The more volunteers we have, the lighter the load for everyone, and the greater the reach of our vibrant VK7 amateur radio community. Interested? Let Justin VK7TW know. You can reach out via email, Discord, or on the repeater. Your enthusiasm and support can make all the difference. And that's 73 from Justin VK7TW. And our news from the Northwest and the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Christmas barbecue. On Saturday the 14th of December, the club will hold a Christmas barbecue commencing at 1 p.m. in Legion Park, which is off the esplanade behind the showgrounds at West Ulverston. The park is accessed by turning east into Maud Street off Queen Street, following the road to the river and barbecue facilities. This is a BYO food and drinks event. On site, there are 2 electric barbecues, toilets, running water, and some seating and tables under cover. We welcome other amateurs from around the state attending and socialising with our members. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the function. The alternate barbecue venue will be Air Force Park off Tasman Parade, West Ulverston. Turn right immediately after crossing the bridge over the Leven River. It is south of the rec centre, which has no toilets but has two electric barbecues, no running water, and some seating and tables under cover. The club will monitor the Mount Duncan 2-metre repeater the morning of the barbecue, and if the weather conditions are not pleasant, can advise if it's going ahead. If you have camping chairs, it may pay to bring your own. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, your news officer from the WTARC. NWTARC. Oh, I would have missed the N off. And now moving along the coast and the news from the north. And SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Thursday night SSTV nets. Due to VK7 RAF being off air, it was a quiet net night that saw the following North and Northwest participants, VK7's Echo Victor, Zulu Alpha Bravo, and Kilo Tango, sharing over 10 photos. And the highlights were a Gordon River boat cruise, a West Coast Wilderness Railway steam locomotive, an unusually named railway station at Rinodina, the Tasrail diesel electric locomotive number 2011 from the Tasmanian leg of the 2024 National Veteran Vehicle Rally, a 1908 Renault Type AX car, and communications and safety checkpoint crews at last weekend's Equine State Championships at Scottsdale. If you missed the above net, there are archives of these SSTV nights. The last month of photos can be found on NTARC's website under blogs. And don't forget to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7 Zulu Alpha Bravo. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. First up, over to Roger, VK7ARN, for a quick equestrian endurance ride update from last weekend. And he says, NTARC with Reist, Weissen and Ulverston Radio Operators Club provided safety comms and rider tracking at the state championships this weekend out of Santa Arena Park near Scottsdale. Rides were 160 kilometres starting at midnight, 95 kilometres starting at 0500, plus 55 kilometre and 15 kilometre intermediate and introductory rides. Base and three checkpoints, two in the same location, in and out, were provided. The checkpoints were at Rodeo Road, Crossroads, and at Rex's Race, renamed Gilwell Park, due to the proportion of staff with a current or previous scouting background. Weather conditions started good and ended miserably. Thanks, Roger. I certainly agree that it went from good weather to an almost continuous drenching over the couple of days. But I really shouldn't complain. I couldn't even imagine being on a horse for 160 kilometres, let alone in those miserable conditions. Thank you to all who volunteered and assisted in the smooth running of the communications side of the event, and also to Peter, VK7 Kilo Papa Charlie, who distributed his renowned homemade fruitcake with the extra secret ingredient to pre-soak the fruit in. A special thanks goes to Justin, VK7TW, who volunteered to go back to Peter's QSO. Who volunteered to go back to Peter's QTH. I've had too much of that juice. And courier the above aforesaid cake to the event, as Peter had left it on the kitchen bench. This cake seems to be turning up at most major club field events and is enthusiastically consumed. It sounds like it. I can't even read it. And now, for something hot off the press, or in this case, maybe hot from the letterbox, would be more appropriate. I also have a strong suspicion that it will probably be covered in greater depth elsewhere in this broadcast. But when I was perusing the latest amateur radio publication, I was greeted with a picture of club member Nick BK7 Whiskey Whiskey smiling face in his Radio Shack and quoting AR. He was getting right into the spirit of the contest this year, operating his well-maintained vintage equipment. It was, of course, for the 2024 Remembrance Day contest held in November. In this case, Nick's equipment was a Coast Watchers AWA-3BZ transmitter and a Marconi CR-150-3 receiver, both circa World War II and very appropriate for this competition. Well done, Nick, and all the other VK7s that participated in the event. Check out AR page 52 for more information. Once you've checked out that page, turn to the next page and you will find that Peter, VK7KPC, and Justin, VK7TW, have also been active with a couple of different competitions. They both have made it into the 44th Alara contest results for 2024, with Peter also obtaining a third place in VK Shires as a single operator 10W, I presume that's 10 watt maybe. Well done, Peter and Justin, and also once again to all the other VK7s that participated in these events. Don't forget that there's a club general meeting this Wednesday, the 11th of December at 7:30 p.m. It's held at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street in Rochalie. Club membership renewal. It's that time of the year again. All club members should receive an email within the next couple of days with instructions on renewing their club membership for 2025. For those that we don't have an email address for, you should receive a letter and renewal form sent via snail mail. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events, Testnet and TechNet session every Wednesday, Testnet/CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and then a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 till 8:30. Your host for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and check the QSL cards and join us for a cuppa. There's an endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Clubroom technical night session. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 18th of December, commencing at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubrooms, Archer Street in Rochalie. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. That's 73s from Stefan, VK7 Zulu Sierra Bravo, Secretary NTARC Incorporated. And now moving down the Midlands Highway and news from the south, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. End of year celebration barbecue and working bee. Today, we will be holding a free barbecue for club members to celebrate a fantastic year at Reist. This will be held after the broadcast on Sunday, December the 8th, from 11 until 1500. Bring your work clothes. We will be holding a working bee to clean up the shack, check antennas, mount new CCTV cameras, clean up the shack and DATV studios, and a range of other exciting things. Come along and make the club rooms even better for club members. See you there, and that's 73s from the Reese Committee. Humongous amateur radio car boot sale. Reese will be holding a huge amateur radio car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday the 19th of January next year. Want to sell something? It will cost you $10 to set up your car boot, and then you can sell as much as you want. All profit goes to you. There will be a sausage sizzle on the day with snags and bread at $3 and burgers and bread at $5. Soft drinks available $1 per can. The Reese Club will be selling 5.4-metre and 8.1-metre portable aluminium masts for a very reasonable price. No need to book, just turn up. 73s from the Reese Committee. Wednesday, Experimenters Nights. this Wednesday night will be a Wednesday Experimenters Night with some interesting packet radio follow-up from our experimentation, the latest version of Skywave Linux, latest AR magazine that has just landed in mailboxes, AI Christmas shenanigans, and much more. On a Wednesday night, people start arriving at the night around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner to enjoy. There is always much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking, coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms as well. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube streaming channel, and we also go out on RF on DVB-T 7 meg standard definition on 445.5. So if you have a TV, a set-top box or USB DTV dongle that can tune and scan the 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. See you there or on the stream, and that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Reist Training and Assessment Update. Foundation Training and Assessment Days are held every 2 months and start in February each year. Standard, Advanced and Regulations License Assessments are held on the alternate months starting in March. Dates can be found on the Reist Events page. We have completed our 2024 training and assessment sessions, and our 2025 training calendar is available, and the Foundation Training and Assessment Days will be on the 22nd of February, the 12th of April, the 28th of June, the 30th of August and the 25th of October. Our Standard, Advanced and Regulation Assessment Days will be on the 29th of March, the 31st of May, the 26th of July, the 20th of September and the 29th of November. For bookings, queries and questions, email reist.assessor@gmail.com. This email is forwarded to the learning organiser, who will respond to all requests. Foundation license training videos. These have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements and are available on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Additional resources, check out the WIA Foundation trial exams. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Space and satellite news. Japan launches the world's first wooden satellite, Lignosat. Japan has launched Lignosat, the world's first wooden satellite, to test timber's durability in space. Developed by Kyoto University and Sumitomo Forestry, the CubeSat was delivered to the International Space Station, or ISS, aboard a SpaceX mission on November the 4th. The satellite will orbit Earth at approximately 400 kilometres and aims to explore wood's potential for sustainable space structures, including habitats on the Moon and Mars. The key features and missions include receiving call signs via FM packets and respond with CW downlinks. Educational, as it will collect data on internal temperature, structural strain, magnetic fields and rotation rates to study the space environment's impact on its wooden structure and material testing. Made from Honokai wood, known for its resilience, the satellite will endure extreme space temperatures, that's -100°C to 100°C, to evaluate its suitability for future use in space. Its significance includes sustainability. Wooden satellites burn up clearly on re-entry, unlike metal satellites that create harmful debris. Innovation. This satellite's design uses traditional Japanese crafting techniques, reflecting heritage and innovation and a future vision with researchers envisioning timber structures for space habitats, aiming to make space exploration more sustainable. There is significant collaboration potential, with the team hoping to expand timber's role in space exploration and is considering future partnerships potentially with companies like SpaceX. More details on the email edition of this broadcast. This mission represents a bold step toward blending traditional materials with cutting-edge technology to advance sustainable space exploration. And that's sourced from the AMSAT News Service. Regular TV gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3640, commencing at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG. That's when RAF is actually working. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 megs FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and southern stations on the even minute. REEST, WAG's Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the REEST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. REEST, WAG's Wednesday Experimenters group from around 6 p.m. in the REEST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA, WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 till 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC, TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. TestNet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30 and the TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 until 8:30. NTARC Clubroom Technical Night sessions from 6:30 p.m. on the 18th of December in the clubrooms. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon in the Rochelle clubrooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and node 56780. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net on 144.190 on upper sideband. Events. REEST, December the 8th, end of year free barbecue and spring cleaning workshop from 11 a.m. after the broadcast at the Queen's Domain. NTARC, December the 11th, club general meeting from 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle. NWTARC, December the 14th, Christmas BYO barbecue at Legion Park, West Ulverston from 1 p.m. REEST, January the 19th, 2025, car boot sale of the century and sausage sizzle, Queen's Domain club rooms from 11 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your reader is VK7 Papa Delta. Repeaters, REEST, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, VK7 Juliet Hotel and VK7 Delta Charlie. On 160 metres, VK7 Golf Sierra, 80 VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 40 VK7 Delta Golf, 20 VK7 Tangled Whiskers, 10 VK7 VKT, UHFCB 24, VK7 FMAC, and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 Hotel Golf Oscar. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters for VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT in the south. And also on UHFCB in the south. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. And remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on Friday before the Sunday of the broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you are currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo, wishing you 73s. Stay safe and have a fantastic first week of summer.